kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ipinagdiwang ng Filipino Association of South Australia o PhilASA sa Adelaide Pavilion ang 5 dekada ng serbisyo sa komunidad. Tampok sa selebrasyon ang kulturang Pilipino kung saan dinaluhan ng mga lider, opisyal at mga kababayan sa Australia.
Nakapanayam natin ang presidente ng Filipino Association of South Australia na si Marith Solis Filipenko.
It has definitely been a long time. It's been 5 decades since PhilASA was built, and I can only talk to the early days because I wasn't part of the organization then. And so from my understanding that from the early members as well, and what I have seen in the past or the data in the ABS 50 years ago or perhaps in 1981, there were only about...
Sa inyong pananaw, ano ang pinakamahalagang kontribusyon ang nakamit ng grupo sa nakalipas na 5 dekada?
Speaking of boy, it's not necessarily just one contribution, and I will talk to both sa ibang mga nakamit namin or nagawa. But I will firstly say it's what PhilASA has built and what they stand for. They are an association for the community, and we are built so that we can get people to feel like they belong, and so that we can actually help them set up as well in South Australia as they migrate to the country, for them to still feel like there's home away from home. And but in terms of sa mga nagawa po namin nung since 1975, one of the key success stories that we've had is actually establishing the Radio Filipino. And that was established back in 1978, and still to this day, that program still runs and airs. And there were a few others that we've also established. So we were able to build Filipino ethnic schools, which started from 1 and has grown to 5, which focuses on really language and cultural dancing. And there are a few other aspects that we have also, or programs that we have created. After COVID as well, we have partnered with MCCSA that worked on palliative care research, and we were one of the 7 community groups who were involved. And we've also done a few others with MCCSA, focused on training around how we could care for aged care and people in a similar environment. And so it has dated back like since 1950s that we have like established a lot of these programs, that we want to continue to establish more programs to honor what we have done in the past, but also look at what it would be like in the future, so it aligns with what Filipinos are facing to this day.
Kung babalikan natin ang nakaraang 50 years to itinatag yung asosasyon, ano ang mga pinakamalaking hamon na kinaharap ng mga naunang migranteng Pilipino?
50 years ago is a long time ago, and I can only really talk to what nung unang panahon na yun, like when I wasn't part of the association or yet. But from what I know, some early members, around that time, and when I looked at statistics as well, there were only maybe just around 600 people in South Australia, or Filipinos in South Australia. And so as a result of that, that's how, because we wanted to have a community that people can feel like na pwede po sila mag-belong in Australia, a long way from home, PhilASA was then built. And it was really to just have a place for them to feel like they belong and to be able to still talk about their culture and their language. And since then, it has grown to like more than tens of thousands of Filipinos in South Australia. And during that period from 1975 through to this day, there were a few key success stories during that period.
Ano naman yung mga plano ng PhilASA para may pagpatuloy yung nasimula nilang mga programa para masigurong manatiling buhay ang ating kultura at pagpapahalaga sa susunod pang henerasyon?
I like this question po, and I would also say yung our theme for this year, for this the 50th celebration, is to is honoring the past, celebrating our present, and inspiring our future. And what we are, what I'm focused on as part of my vision and as part of my leadership as well, is specifically that last part of it, yung hulipo, about actually inspiring our future. So in terms of the way that we are looking to really implement that or to build that future is, firstly, I want to be able to encourage and invite more Filipinos to be part of it. I'm also quite passionate about bringing yung mga future na generation to really have them also build that vision with me. So it's not just for them, but actually with us as an association. And so firstly, it's bringing more people along and be more involved sa association. And secondly, it's focusing on the culture, as mentioned in the question. It's wanting to build more programs and that focus on building or continuing or improving our understanding of our culture and the language teaching, Filipino's language in particular. And so as part of that vision, hopefully we can engage more people to actually continue to run those programs. And lastly, or thirdly, it's I want to strengthen our relationships with other organizations. So whether it's Filipino communities, other multicultural communities, and other Australian non-for-profit organizations or service organizations, I want to continue I want the association to continue building yung mga relationship namin with all of those organizations so that we can actually know the options na available po sa mga communities natin.
Dumalo din ang founding president na si Dr. Reynaldo Huanta.
I congratulate the officers and members of the FILASA, Filipino Association of South Australia, which started in 1975. And I'm very, very, very happy to have the FILASA celebration held today. I haven't heard much from FILASA for the last 2-3 years. I congratulate the officers, the present officers.
Nagbahagi din ng pahayag si FILASA VP Internal and Chair of the Multicultural Council of South Australia, Miriam Cocking.
Na inaanyayahan ko lahat ng mga kabataan natin kung pwede kayong manildihan sa komunidad natin sa dito sa Team Australia, kasi ang Filipino Association, 50 years of tireless community service. So I encourage you so that we can preserve our traditions, our cultures, and also our language. I think mahalaga para sa atin na alam natin ang ating identity. Okay, dito na kayo lumaki, dito na kayo nag-aral. Pero kung titingnan ninyo ang sarili ninyo, Pilipino pa rin kayo. You have to preserve that. It's your identity. And you have to be proud of it.
Nagbigay naman ng pahayag ang ilang panauhing pandangal na dumalo gaya ni na Philippine Honorary Consul to South Australia, Carmen Garcia, at may dugong Pinoy na si MP Matthew Marozzi, kasama ang inang Pinay na si Sally.
Hi, my name is Carmen Garcia and I'm the Honorary Philippine Consul here in South Australia. It's so exciting to be here for the celebration of 50 years of FILASA's service, leadership and commitment to our community of Filipinos here in the great state of South Australia. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who's been involved, in particular the amazing executive committee, the volunteers, the sponsors, the friends and the family that has built these 5 decades of service and support to Filipinos.
Yeah, just wanted to, I'm Matthew Marozzi, I'm the Labor member for Morialta. I'm part of the Malinauskas Labor team, but more importantly, I'm half Filipino, and I just wanted to wish the Filipino Association of South Australia a happy 50th anniversary. It's fantastic that they've reached this milestone, which is they've served the community so well, and we're very, very proud of what they've done, and we're very excited for the future leadership of the community as well.
Congratulations to the South Australian Filipino Association. 50 years, a real milestone. 50 years of sharing their wonderful culture, of creating a magnificent community and a Filipino village here in South Australia. Thank you very much for everything that you've done for South Australia. It's wonderful to have such a great, vibrant community, the Filipino community. And tonight, congratulations, celebrating 50 years of commemorating wonderful history. But not only the history, tonight is a milestone for the future as well.
Cynthia Vallejo, I'm the chairperson for the Filipino Aged Care Services Incorporated. Also, I've been involved with PhilASA since 79 when I first arrived here, and being the public relations officer for 7 years, as well as the vice president of PhilASA. Also representing also one of the radio announcers also in the 5EBI ethnic broadcasting.
Any message for the celebration?
Okay. Well, I wish that they're celebrating the 50 years of anniversary this year, so it will be another 50 years, especially for the young group.
Yan ang mga bagong kaganapan sa South Australia. Ako si Christina Magbohos para sa SBS Filipino.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.